afternoon. Evan Bray, great to have you here on a Thursday edition of the Evan Bray Show that's been busy. Gosh, we have covered a variety of topics, everything from defense spending and the economy to parenting tips through the summer. We just did an hour on barbecue tips. And again, I'm looking forward to the next conversation that we've got coming up, because on our program, I'm always proud of the fact that we have the opportunity to cast such a great spotlight on and highlight some great Saskatchewan talent. We have so much in this province, and we will do it from a variety of different angles, everything from the arts, music. Of course, typically we will have authors on the show, and that's exactly what we're doing today. And we're doing it actually at a good time. When you think about, this is National Indigenous History Month, we highlight Indigenous storytelling, Indigenous authors and talents. That's what I've got in terms of our next topic of discussion and my next guest. Tanya Laird is a Machif writer from Treaty 6 territory. Her work has been featured in a lot of different places and different mediums too. She's written for magazines. She's written comic books. She's even been involved in video games and now has her first novel out. Seventh Blade is set to actually formally launch tomorrow, and she joins us by phone. Tanya, thanks so much for giving us time today.
Thanks so much for having me, Evan.
Have you always had a passion for writing? Like, were you that kid in school, in elementary school, that you were writing short stories all the time? Where did this come from?
Actually, my first passion was comic books, so I was always the kid that was drawing.
Oh, okay.
But storytelling naturally came from that. It's just a different medium, of course.
Right. So you, in my preparation of our chat today, I've learned that you are talented on many different fronts. So you're an artist as well. Do you enjoy that side of your creativity, the artwork? Do you enjoy the writing, or does it just all kind of come together for you?
It all basically comes together. A lot of times when I start making up stories, I'll draw out the characters first or a scene that they're in, and then basically write my ideas, you know, in the spaces left over.
Right. So you've been featured, I mentioned this, in magazines, comic books, video games, is that right?
Yeah, I actually worked with BioWare, which is out in Edmonton, on their AAA games, Dragon Age 2 and Dragon Age Inquisition. And I've done some smaller mobile games and an interactive novel. And I was working with a company in the States for a bit, but we all got laid off because they lost funding, unfortunately. Okay. For their...
What exactly is an interactive novel? I just heard you refer to that as one of your projects. What is that?
Basically, it's usually on your phone, but sometimes it can be on PC or on the console. But you're given, it'll have a couple of paragraphs of story, and then you're given a choice that you can make, either something that branches off into a completely different storyline or something that maybe just gives flavor to the character that you're playing, and you're working through their story as you go.
I love it. Tanya Laird is my guest, the Saskatchewan author. She is the author of a brand new book. We're going to get into your new book in just a second, but any of your projects, whether it's a magazine, comic books, whatever, where do your ideas come from? Where does your vision come from for the works that you do?
Oh, that's a really good question. A lot of times it could come from, like, I watch a lot of movies. I've always been into just any kind of storytelling that I can basically consume. And it might come, like, an idea here, an idea there. Like, the comic book that I did, it was about the Rougarou, which is the Métis werewolf. Mm-hmm. And just building out stories around folklore and stuff like that has always been a lot of fun too. So it can come from anywhere, honestly.
Tell me a little bit about yourself in terms of you've mentioned Métis a couple of times. I know Machif is important to you. Talk a little bit about your life, your upbringing, and how that's influenced some of the work that you've done.
Okay, yeah, for sure. Well, Seventh Blade is part of it is about reconnecting to your kin and your heritage. That's what the main protagonist does throughout the book. And honestly, I was a disconnected Métis for a very long time. It was due to, you know, my family hiding who they were to protect themselves. So there's a lot of, you know, intergenerational trauma and stuff there, and not, it's something that not everybody in my extended family has been able to work through, health. So this book was kind of part of that. And then also, I've always wanted to learn the language, and Northern Michif, Southern Michif would probably be my language, but Northern Michif I used for this book just to give it a more, there's not as many speakers, so I wanted to give it more so people can see it, I guess.
The you actually have a translator page in this, in the start of the book, so that's Northern Michif that you're translating there?
Yes, I actually was able to get Vince Ahenikew. He's a language keeper of Northern Michif, and he actually, I tried to translate it, and then he went through and he gently fixed it all for me.
It's,
it was very kind of him.
The creativity in this book is outstanding. It's your mind is really obviously one that is able to paint a picture and tell a story. Tell us a little bit about the story in Seventh Blade.
Oh, sure. It's basically on you know, the base level, it's a sword and sorcery kind of story. It's high fantasy. But it follows a half god. Basically, her son is assassinated, and she has to deal with all this grief, and she works through it all as she goes on this streak of vengeance through Seventh Blade, which is a colonial city in her country.
Mm-hmm. Is this, so obviously there's lots of fantasy, but you talked about some of your inspiration. Is your protagonist emulating anyone? Is it,
well,
you?
It's kind of me, but it's also, she's not. She's a lot more hardcore than I ever would be. basically, this story actually started, it was going to be a comic book series. But the way that it really started out was, I lost a friend to a terminal illness when just a few days after her 20th birthday. So that was about 2 decades ago. Mm. And so this was almost like, the story started out as a way to deal with my grief over the loss of her. And I was just really, really angry for both her and her family. You know, first having to deal with the uncertainty of the illness, and then watching her slow decline, and then just losing her, right, herself. So I wanted to focus my anger. So I basically personified the illness and wrote about the loss and this really intense desire for revenge. And then I kind of put the story away for a while, and then as I grew older and started reconnecting with my heritage more, and, you know, losing more people in my life and learning about all different kinds of grief, my understanding, it just became more nuanced, and it kind of built out from there.
It's a fascinating book. Tanya Laird is the author, a Saskatchewan Métis author, very talented author. This must have been a different venture for you. You're used to writing comic books. You've written in magazines. Something like this, doing an actual novel. How different was this process for you? Will you do it again?
Definitely, I'll do it again. Yeah, I actually have a trilogy coming up that I just signed for, but I can't talk about too much yet.
It's a good teaser right there, Tanya. That's good.
Yeah. But it's quite different. Writing for magazines and the short story I did for the comic book was a lot of a much smaller piece that I did for my own personal piece. But for video games, I was almost always working with a larger team. So doing something this large on my own until my editor could get a hold of it was a very big process, I guess I would say. So, and I had to motivate myself. I couldn't just be like, oh, this person needs this at this time. It's like, no, I need to get working my own.
Yes. Lots of inspiration behind this book. Who would you say, you talked about your friend that you lost tragically at a young age. Any other inspirations in your life that come out through your work?
I think a lot of it is just the experiences I've had with my family, honestly, and my friends and my whole life. a lot of, I really find that a lot of my characters, they'll take on a personality that I already know in my life, and then it makes it a lot easier to write them.
Sure.
Yeah.
We're chatting with Tanya Laird, who is the author of the book Seventh Blade. The actual release was June 17th, but the launch is tomorrow, correct? Have you got anything planned for the launch?
I will be at McNally Robinson at 7 o'clock in Saskatoon tomorrow. And, I'll be doing a reading and signing, things
awesome.
Like that.
That's great. Well, Tanya, I'm sure this won't be the last time I have you on the program, but congrats on the book. Good luck with this. Much success. Thanks for doing not only a great job of illustrating, again, the talent we have in the province, but your escalation of the importance of Métis heritage and how you work that into your work is admirable. So thank you very much for what you've done, and we look forward to chatting again soon.
Thanks so much, Evan.
Tanya Laird, Saskatchewan author, and again, the new book, Seventh Blade, officially launches tomorrow. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.